For commentator Christine Holmgren, it is the Christmas pageant that marks the holiday, the annual church play where children retell the story of Jesus' birth. As a young girl, she always wanted to play Mary. As an adult, she understood why.
I remember when I would have traded all my presents under the tree for a chance to be Mary in our church's Christmas pageant. Each year, one lucky girl got to wear a beautiful blue gown, but I didn't want to be Mary in order to dress in blue. The most exciting thing about being Mary was the mysterious blue light bulb that was hooked to the center of the manger. Only Mary was allowed to sit in its light. Its cool glow was supposed to be the halo of the baby Jesus. Lucky Mary was washed with a haunting beauty that mesmerized everyone. The year I was in fifth grade, it felt like my turn for the blue spotlight. After all, I was the smartest girl in Sunday school. I knew the Ten Commandments by heart. But when the minister's wife called us together for our first rehearsal, she looked past my blonde head and scanned the room for the dark-eyed girl who was Mary last year and the year before that, Marilyn Schwartz, who didn't even know the words to the Lord's Prayer. Marilyn, with a father who was the church trustee. So, once again, I put on my tinsel halo, but my feelings were hurt. As always, Marilyn Schwartz was the one gazing at the glorious blue light bulb in the manger. Quiet, dark Marilyn, meek and mild. Only in seminary did I learn the truth. Mary was about as meek and mild as Golda Meir. As a direct descendant of David, Mary understood that her adherence to Hebrew law was important so that the lineage of David could be carried forth. Her purity and piety were the most valuable parts of her humanity, and yet unmarried Mary consented to bearing a child who changed the world. And her story didn't end in Bethlehem. Mary was with Jesus from the beginning to the end of his dangerous life. When her 12-year-old son dared to teach his elders in the temple at Jerusalem, Mary was there. When he performed his first miracle at a wedding, Mary was there. When he died like a criminal, Mary was there. This was not a timid woman, but a woman of tenacious faith. And so when I directed the first Christmas pageant at my first church, I chose the most irrepressible redhead in my Sunday school to be Mary. I dressed her in red, and she danced with the angels. And why not? It was history's perfect moment, and Mary was there.
Christine Holmgren is a Presbyterian minister in Northfield, Minnesota. She comes to us with help from member station WCAL.